As you do, you have to do. As you do, you're supposed to do, yeah. I used to go to the other minyan in Kolevana. Go downstairs and tell them. There's less than a week to Shavuos. And I think in the preparation to Shavuos, there's a difference than the preparation to any other yontif. Hear me out. We know, for instance, Shleishim Yom Kodem HaChag, 30 days before in the yontif. So Shalom Adarshim Hilchas HaChag, yes, it's the sugya of those days. Is the answer. One prepares. Why does one prepare? In order that he should go into the yontif knowing, ready. The hachana is not really a mitzvah in itself. It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparation. Let's say if you prepared for me, I don't have to do it. For instance, those quote-unquote hotel goers, people who miss out the Yontif of Pesach and they join the holiday of Passover and they go to a hotel, a wonderful thing, but they don't have to clean the houses, malacha. They don't have to prepare the chareishes, go buy the matzahs, prepare the maror. There's no preparation needed, really. I mean, you have to pack suitcases. But there's no real preparation in terms of the yontif. They don't have to really even know the halachas, because the hotel does it for them. They don't have to know Hilchos Shabbos, and they don't. They don't have to know Hilchos Pesach, and they don't. There's nothing they have to know. So, it could be by them. It's weakened with Shalom Adarshim Lamed Yom Kodem HaChag. Let's say, for those who, same thing is true by Sukkot, for Rosh Hashanah. So there's Shleishim Yom again. Shleishim Yom starts Elo. That's the din of Elo. Rosh Chodesh Elo is the time to tshuva. That's the 40-day period until Yom Kippur. Let's say, not. But let's say that a person did tshuva 40 days earlier. He started his tshuva process, Shavuos HaBetamos, which is 40 days. And he really hit the level on Rosh Chodesh Elul that we hit on Yom Kippur. And now there's nothing more for him to do, let's say. Almost impossible. But there's nothing more for him to do except to keep the level. All right, he did what he has to do. He has to come into Rosh Hashanah clean. He has to come into Yom Kippur clean. He did it. There's no work. He needs the work in order to get the result. But it's the result that's demanded. Shabbos, Tashdis. It's the same thing. Mishutov, Erev Shabbos, Yom Shabbos. I mean, if you buy the hotel again, there's not much you got to do. Shavuos also needs a hachana. The hachana of Shavuos is already mentioned in Pesukim, in Chumash, unlike any other yontif. Vayom Hashem al Moshe leich el ha'am. Go to the nation. V'kidashtom hayom umocha v'chibsusim loisom. They have to Kiddushim means sanctify themselves. Rashi really says, and as everyone else says, it means, and you prepare yourself, Kiddusha. Rashi, Vizimantam, Shiachidu Atzmo Hayom Amachar. They should prepare themselves for today and tomorrow. Preparation. Can you believe it? Chumash talks about preparation. And the Chibsusim Loisam, cleaning yourself up. Literally. V'hayu nechaynim v'yom ha-shlishi. What's nechaynim means proper. Rashi means ready. Proper. Rashi says muvdala me'isha. Separated from Arayas. From even Ishtay. Even from his wife. V'yom ha-shlishi. To the third day. Which is Matan Torah. Ki v'yom ha-shlishi yevel Hashem la'inei kol ha'am al har Sinai. The Torah talks about preparation over here. Yesh lachka. Is the Torah's discussion about preparation just a heksha mitzvah, mitzvah itself? It's just if you want to absolutely be prepared, or no? Is it a mitzvah in itself to prepare? The mitzvah itself says, not be prepared, but do an action of preparation. Even if you don't need it, prepare. That in itself is a mitzvah. Prepare, not be prepared. Again, Pesach says, be prepared. Sukkah says, be prepared. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur says, be prepared. Shavuos, maybe it's saying, if it's Sukkah, says, not just be prepared, prepare. Take action. Kibsusim loisa. Clean up. Stay away from Isha. Vikidashta. Take other preparations. Comes the Grizz. The Grizz says that the preparation before Shavuos is not be prepared, but it's an act of preparation. Why is that? The pasuk before says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, I'm going to come down on Har Sinai. Vayageit Moshe es divrei ha'om el Hashem. And Moshe relates the words of the Ribbono Shalom, the words of the Klai Yisrael to the Ribbono Shalom. It doesn't say what Klai Yisrael said. Moshe relates the words of Klai Yisrael to the Ribbono Shalom. What words? Rashi, nothing like Rashi, by the way. Rashi. Rashi says that they said, Eino Deima HaShomeya Pi HaShaliach HaShomeya Pi HaMelech. They told Moshe Rabbeinu. You know what they told Moshe Rabbeinu? We don't want to hear from you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you imagine? Tell them the leader of Klal Yisrael. We're not interested in hearing from you. We want to hear from the source itself. We want to hear directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hine Anochi Ba Elecha Ba'ava Onam Ba'ava Yishom Ha'am V'Dabri Imach. I'm working with you. And the nation is secondary. I don't use secondary, but it's Memela. It's from you. They protested. Klal Yisrael protested against the Ribbono Shelom over here. It was a positive protest. Vayaged Moshe's Divrei Omer Hashem. We don't want to hear from the Shliach. We want direct. And Rashi says, so probably, to me, this is probably the most powerful words in Rashi, or one of them in Chumash. Ritzoneinu liras es malkeinu. It's our will, Klal Yisrael says. It's our want to see the Melech direct. No intermediaries, not even a live intermediary. No messengers. No tape. no video, no report. I want to participate. There's a yearning to see Malkeinu. Right after that, you yearn? I'm making that yearning, this is the way the Bishop writes it, I'm making that yearning a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. So prepare yourselves. What's preparation? Is an expression of yearning. So now there are two dinim in the preparation. One is be prepared. There's another din. Prepare because preparation shows what I want. And the more you prepare, the more you're showing and expressing, this is what I want. This is what I'm anticipating. This is what I'm waiting for. I can't wait. I'm preparing and over-preparing. And over-preparing. And continue to prepare. It's a din, to say in the Brishka terms, it's a din b'fnei atzmai. It's a law in itself. And I have an unbelievable tushta to this. You're on the way to Shachas. Mr. Maskowitz, what time is Shachas in Yeshiva? 7:45. It's 7:45 right now. You're walking from your dorm. How are you going to walk, slow or fast? Honestly. Medium. Okay. If you'd be a Ben Tyre, how would you run? How would you walk? Fast. Okay. So, he's going to run if he wants to make it. Right? Let's say he wanted to really make it. It's Baruch Hu time. You want to be there for Baruch Hu, right? You have a half a minute to Baruch Hu, what would you do? If you had a ride, you take the ride? Yeah. He's going to run. He wants to make it to Baruch Hu. It's 7:30. Are you going to run as fast as 7:30? No. I'm going to walk. I'm going to get there on time. I'm going to get there early. There's no reason to run. Because what's running to Shachris, we're all taught, it's to get there on time. It's for the result. It's to be there. It's to be prepared. Getting dressed in the morning, going to the bathroom, waking up, going to sleep early at night, is all in preparation to be there on time, or after time, or before time, whatever your time is. It goes like this usually. You know, it's adverse effect. Those who get the chakras before time live after time. Those who get there on time live to time. And those who get there after time live until before time. Okay, but that's my Ramos, that's a separate idea. But just always think about that. But that's how most people learn. Comes a Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas. And Rabbeinu Yoina, Gimel of Rabbeis and Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina writes, based on the Gemara, when going to Shul, it's a mitzvah of merit. It's a mitzvah to run. Why is it a mitzvah to run? Because Mr. Maskowitz, to be there on time. You know what? It's not a mitzvah to run there. It's a mitzvah to be there on time. Go early. What do you mean run? Why have to run? Be there. You don't have to run. Bar says the mitzvah to run. Why is that? Kaja Beni Yaina, listen to words. Kloima. Kol hadvarim tzrichim akdamas. Normally, all things needs a preparation, needs an introduction. Varadipa Bakan, he Hagdama, is also a preparation. Why? Shemitat Cheshkei. Because of his desire, his pining. Mitavaso. Again, Tivet, desire. Hu Halach B'merutza. He's running. Umizei Yova El Hayadiyah. Vafil B'Shabbos. What he's saying over here, an unbelievable thing, that running to Shacharis in the morning is an expression of my cheshek and my taiva to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes no difference if you're here for an hour early. If I run, I'm getting there a little earlier. Not earlier from the time tefillah begins. Not earlier from the time I have to be by tefillah. Earlier than I could have been there if I walked. Why would I want to get there earlier than I could have been there if I walked? Because I want to be there already. I want it. I want it badly. But you're going to get there, there's nothing to do there. It makes no difference. You're going to get there, you might just sit and twiddle your thumbs. It makes no difference. It's an expression that I want to be there. I want to be there already. That's a mitzvah of called preparation. It's a different way of preparation. And he says that's true by almost all mitzvahs. At least Zvarim Shabbatusha. That's a mitzvah in itself, and that's what I'm not entitled to. Ritzoneinu liras es malkeinu. We want a direct attachment to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Comes Ribbono Shel Olam, so let's get prepared. What's the ma'ala being preparing? Preparing, not just being prepared. It shows how much you want it. You want it done. You're preparing earlier, not later. 3 days, 4 days, 5 days earlier. Today you probably need weeks earlier. It's a mitzvah of the atzma. We're now coming to the time. Rosh Chodesh. Tonight. Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Begins the mitzvah. Of showing Ritzoneinu Liras Malkeinu. It is our desire to see the Melech Malchei HaMelechim on Har Sinai. It's our, and we're going to show it. Not be prepared. The cheesecake is ready for you. You don't have to cook it. But to make it. To make the Har Sinai. To make the Liras Malkeinu. And how do you do that? The Chumash talks about cleanliness in and out. Rose talks away separating himself from Isha. To me, in our generation, means no novels at all, without exception. To me, it means no newspapers. To me, it really means no Gershon music. It means a total separation for a week, less than a week, from Rosh Chodesh to Shavuos, of all Divrei Chulin, saying, you know what? This is the week of Ritzoneinu Liras Malkeinu. You're right. You could be a spectator to Har Sinai. There's so many people are. You could do it through an emissary, intermediary, through a messenger. You can have somebody else carry you. Sure you can. You walk into the basement, you're slight, people are learning. You know, you walk into Seder after 10, after 9:30. You walk in, there are people there, I walked in, I'm part of it. That's not Ritzoneinu Liras Malkeinu. It's not. You're letting other people do the work for you. You're letting them have their front seat tickets. You're getting the back seat. If you want to see the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's front seats. And that's what Klai Yisrael, to my knowledge, it's one of the only, there's another one of Pesach Sheni, but the only, one of the only protests against the Ribbono Shel Olam for the benefit. Saying, I want more of a relationship, not less of a relationship. You're lucky. Everybody in this room is lucky. Because you're part of the yeshiva. And in the yeshiva, it's easier to be able to mekayim this mitzvah of v'hayu nuchayim, being prepared, v'kidashtam, hayu mamacha, to be able to prepare the mitzvah of being rot, being meichin, It's easier to be able to see it out to fruition of Ritzoneinu Liras as Malkeinu. It really is. And you got to be rebellious not to. She was a place where the Seder after Seder after Seder, davening after davening. There's really no excuses. The next week, and think about this, the next week is going to be your expression of what type of relationship you want with the Ribbono Shalom in terms of, not Shuvah, in terms of direct connection or indirect connection. You want it by identity, being a party member, or being an active person, being on the board. You want to sit on the dais, or be the spectator. What you want in your relationship to the Ribbono Shel'Olam of Ritzoneinu Liras Malkeinu is determined now. The Zvulun or the Yisachar? Think about it. At least this week should be that expression. Ritzoneinu Liras Malkeinu. Not, I don't even want Moshe Rabbeinu to represent me. That's what Kaiser. They don't want Moshe Rabbeinu to represent them. They don't need him. Mr. Steinberg, they don't need him. They want their own. They want to be there. I don't have to be the one to explain how that is. But one thing I'll tell you is that this week, the Yetzirah is going to work overtime. And he should. He has to. Because he's going to do anything possible in order to say, I'll just be part of the group, not lead the group. I'll let the Olam carry me. I won't carry the Olam. So I'm warning you in advance. It's a key mitzvah in itself of showing that your cheshek and your taiva to Kabbalah Sotera. And that's called zrizus. That's what the Rav says. Be it a rutz. Running to it. Running to davening. Even if you're early. Running to Seder, even if you're early. Running to learn, even if it's not a Seder. But this is the place. And yeah, sitting and waiting for the Kabbalah Sashkina. You're coming off a good year. You're coming off, if you ask me, last night, one of the, I'd love to say that, well, yeah, it's if I say something, it's going to call me an apikaris, but I'm going to say it in this way. It was a ma'ain, 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 so I'm safe. It means a miniature of a miniature of a miniature of a revelation of Har Sinai, of a mountain Torah, the Kavanah Torah that was there. It says by Har Sinai, everybody felt it. Everyone saw it. Everyone saw Kavanah Torah. Everyone heard the curl. Everything shook. The whole world shook. This Dazaya. Anybody at that function last night? From, not from, Goy, was in the spell from one part, and that was from the bottom of the yeshiva. Not from the video, it helped. But not from the food, it helped. But the what, one thing I heard from everybody, they had no shaykhs, that they never saw an expression in their lives of true happiness. With a lot of dignity. You can be proud of that. That's called the Kiddush Shemayim Rabbim. And that's something which is a chus you'll carry for years. You know what that is? When I had a guy come to me and says, you know, there's something special about Talmudic students, and it's not the cell phone or smoking outside or walking the streets or hanging out. There's something there that you can see. It says, Reuven, Reuven, Ma ben Beni, Ben Chami. Look at the difference of our children. You can see there's a difference. The way you dress, the way you act. You know, nobody mentioned no smoking. There was no smoking, at least that was seen. There was no drinking. And there was dancing. In a beautiful way. And the simcha, you can't see it yourself, but the simcha that radiated on the faces of B'shas Nasiyim. And the pride that you had in Torah. You can't duplicate that. You can't create that. That's real. And you saw it on parents' faces, which is just a tremendous chizik and nachas for all the tzar gedolim that people have. Once in a while, they'll add a little nachas. Yeah. And to quote my good friend, my Talmud, the only Talmud Mordechai I have in this world, Tim Moynihan, you know, he touched up from his perspective what Lima Torah is, as you saw in the video. But he told me that afterwards, I was right, right? He could see it. I was right. He saw it. He was amazed more than anything else. And it showed well by everybody what a yeshiva really is. That's even in the video. What a yeshiva really is. If you want to see now, looking back at a video for a second, of what a full Beis Medrash looks like in terms of davening, and what it feels like, you saw it. You don't always see it. Even when it's full, you don't always feel it. You're always cognizant of it. Yeah, of course your davening picks up when it, but you're not cognizant of it. What a full Beis Medrash is. I'm boring. What a full Beis Medrash is. When in learning. But what real Chavrusa Shaf is. You don't realize it all the time. But sometimes you need that picture to see it. And to remind you of it. That picture should be a reminder of to everybody here. It was a lesson to everybody there. The Simcha should remain. And that's the first step on the Erev Rosh Chodesh of coming to Matan Torah, of Ritzoneinu Lirus Malkeinu. That functionless night was not the end, it was the beginning. A beginning of a strong week, a strong 2 weeks, that you're going to outdo it, Shavuos by night. So I beg everybody here to join as a group of the mitzvah saseh, of the hayu mechayim, of the kiddushim hayu mamacha, of being preparation, be preparing, showing your cheshek to Rebbeinu Shlomo, to Klal Yisrael, of returning to the Torah. And the something came already. There's a chasuk tomorrow. It can't ruin the seder. For those who are not going, and there should be a big other not going. So you represent two or three people. It's a time, you gotta be even more on time. And it's harder because it's gonna be half empty, three quarters empty. You'll get three times the schar. For every person who's not here, the person who is here will get the schar of the person who's not here. Now is the time to come. That's one thing. You won't get any of the schar for Cantor's Dorm. That much I'll tell you. But for all the other places, you'll get the schar for. Because they really want to be and they have to be there. Second thing, for those who are going,
Do I also have to go? I'm leaving after first by the middle of first Seder. But I'm coming back tomorrow night. Mitzvah shall be the Shachris on Thursday morning. And so should everybody. Baltimore's a boring town, there's nothing to see. Am I right? No. The slopes is just look at the people. We have the Chashuvei Baltimore Yeshiva. But there's no reason not to be back here on Thursday morning. And this Erev Shabbos is a Seder you never saw before. It gets closer to Shavuos. It's in the 3-day mark at that point. Some people ask, what about Shabbos? Can I leave for Shabbos? I want to tell you something. You got to be, I don't use the word stupid. It's not nice to say stupid. What's another word for stupid? You gotta be stupid not to be in for Shabbos. There's no other word I can express it. Because you don't want to come back, travel on a Sunday or Motzei Shabbos and be tired for Shavuos. You don't want to do that. I know everyone knows they can stay up all night and learn. They can't stay one Seder and learn all night. Please. Shabbos is a preparatory day. That's Svarim L'Chayim. That's really the almost the macha. It's like the day before Erev Shavuos. That belongs in the yeshiva. It doesn't belong at home. It doesn't belong at an offer. It doesn't belong with family. It doesn't belong with friends. It doesn't belong at a simcha. The bridge can happen without you. The kiddush can happen without you. Kabbalah Sattar can happen without you also, but you can't have Kabbalah Sattar without being here in the proper way. And Erev Shavuos in the morning, there's a Seder. Second thing, in the Shavuos, there are certain pages that I mentioned once. I don't think I'm going to talk before Shavuos again, maybe Thursday night. But the Olam tries as much as possible to make upon themselves Shavuos at night, from the minute they come to Beis HaMedrash till after Shachar, until Shachar's time. Time is deeper, not to speak, except for Divrei Torah. It's a short time, it's 5 hours at the most, 4.5 hours. It's a great thing. It's being a little restrained. Self-control for 4.5 hours, 5 hours, just to be talking and learning. And nothing else. The Kol HaTorah. There's a sugi. We're picking a sugi right now. That for most of the other ones wants to learn it. Hilchos Talmud Torah. There'll be shiur for those who want. Learning it. There's a book will be made. If you do it, it's something to keep on. Furthermore, and the Ritzoneinu Liris Malkeinu. The real part of that is the davening shavuos by day. Somehow you always find people that are falling asleep. You say it's not your fault, I'm going to tell you it is. It really is. It's because you didn't prepare. It's really, if it be something that's really interesting, if you had the adrenaline moves, you go for days. You really can. For days. You have to be really interested. And that's going to be the test. I was telling you, those who use the next week of the Daraisa, of the Kiddush from Hayom HaMacha, of showing the Shuka, like Rabbeinu Yoyma says, not being prepared, but taking an action of preparation, showing the tshuka, that builds tshuka, that builds taiva, that builds adrenaline. You'll see how far you can go. By Adomas, which is beautiful, by Kriyas HaTorah, by Musaf, by Hallel, Next thing, so because of that, by the way, the first night everyone's eating in yeshiva. And there is no exception. It's not a place to socialize, to be by people. It's not long sudas. It's a suda, some divrei Torah, some beers, and learning. That's the mitzvah hayayin. There's another mitzvah hayayin. We once mentioned, and that's chatzil Hashem, chatzil Hashem. There's a chiyuv suda, shavuos by day. It's a chiyuv. I'll leave it to Kuli Amo. And sometimes you find a boy that goes to sleep after davening and doesn't fulfill that chiyuv suda. It's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. There is a chiyuv suda shavuos. It's a rejoicing day. Who usually sleeps through the suda? Those people usually sleep through the chakras. You know, on the Shabbos, same people. It's wrong. And then throughout the next 2 days, you place in the afternoons your base of Medrash. Sleep at night. There's no sacred yoma when it comes to Kabbalah Satara. It's clear. It places a base of Medrash. Day, afternoon, the next day. You don't have to sleep. It's not like a Shabbos. You know, people quote these unheard of chazals of Shana but the Shabbos Tainan. You know, that's what they call Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. Shana but Shabbos Tainan. Okay? But, it's not Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. There's no place to sleep. Your place is in Beis Medrash, second day Shavuos, all afternoon. Not the shtick, the second night to stay up. You know, those people that stay up the second night, they daven like chamayrim the next morning, and then they sleep all day. And they miss a lot of times the mincha and other things. That's not a human being. A human being is stay up that first night, and you stay up in the afternoon the next day, and you're up the next day again, in the afternoon, sitting and learning to the end. That's what Sonena learns from Malkeinu. Yeah. I know you can point to Shliach. There'll be 15, 20, 30 people in Beis Medrash, of course. They'll represent you. That's not the person who's on Har Sinai. It ain't. That's not by Yaged. Moshe's Divraham El Hashem. It takes maturity, but it takes commitment now. And then, of course, the last part of that is that, and we're going to hold stark to it. Because after Mincha, there's usually either a very stark Seder or it's together. Probably this year, there's Ne'ilas Achad. It's not a place to walk in and out, but after Maariv is a 10-minute seder. And it's amazing, because you always have 90% of the items sit down and learn shtar. You always have those 10, 50 people who define themselves of, all right, I had enough. We define themselves that we don't have enough. It's still with Sonena Liras Malkeinu. So please, I expect, you know, coming off this night, it was such a covered Shem Shemayim Barabbin in terms of with Sonena Liras Malkeinu. You have what to be proud of, but it's only to begin something else, to the next step, until we hit the revelation of Har Sinai. Hopefully on Shavuos, it says, Ramchal, it always repeats itself. It's like a spiral. In the Yirat Hashem, there should be a, not just a Ritzonei Lewis Malkeinu, as Rashi, as the Brisker Rav says, it's such a, as that, the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brochus, that's a mitzvah Ne'atzma. But what happened because of that, is the end of the Pesukim, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to all of Klal Yisrael. And that should happen again. And that's what we say. For all those who don't know Taichin Davening, we make every week a request from Ribbono Shalom for another revelation. Hasina was the first revelation. There's going to be another revelation of Ribbono Shalom to Klal Yisrael, to the whole world. And that's what you say at the end of Musaf on Shabbos. After the Shema Yisrael, Hu Yashmienu Berachamav Sheinis Le'enei Kol Chai. Hu Yashmienu. And he will make known Berachamav through his compassion, Sheinis, a second time, a second revelation. Le'enei Kol Chai, to the whole world. Where the whole world will say, Hashem Echad Ishma Echad. That's Pashup Shad in Davening. I always ask people, is there going to be a second Har Sinai, a second revelation? No. Sure. There's going to be a second revelation. But just like the first revelation came, because Klal Yisrael protested to Ribbono Shalom and said, Ritzoneinu L'Ros Bakeinu, no Shliach. There's no such thing, Yisachar, as well. There's Yisachar. There's no pain for learning. There's no messenger. There's no emissary. There's no intermediaries. You don't need Rebbes. You don't need Meisher Abeinu. You don't need Kfarim. You don't need any of this stuff. We don't want it. There's no intermediaries. And they say, we don't want Meisher. We don't want Meisher. We want Ribbono Shel Olam direct. With Sonena Liris Malkeinu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Adonai HaShem HaKecha, Le'enei Kol Chai, the whole world is mizazeah. And there's going to be a second revelation that comes with the same attitude of Ritzoneinu L'Ros Bakeinu, no intermediaries, but doing it yourself. And if you do it yourself with that showing the cheshek, as Rabbeinu Yonah says, so maybe this Shavuos will talk to me, Zaycha. So the Hu Yashmienu Berachamav Sheinis La'enei Kol Chai V'yosh Lachem L'Elokim Ani Hashem Elokecha.
Thank you.